So we figured it out.
Wait, let me.
We need to sign off on the golden sample.
Down. Is that possible? No.
Do you ever have to go to?
I think it's as low as it goes. We're recording. Yeah.
Do you ever have to go to a supplier and sign the golden sample?
Yeah.
They still do that?
I'm signing golden samples. I just signed a bunch, and I just shipped three boxes of samples back to Asia.
Golden samples.
Yeah, they were the golden sample sign-off, and the only reason why I'm signing off on them now is because the coronavirus, and I didn't want to go to Asia to the coronavirus, because remember, I was all set.
That's right, yeah.
And now...
Now you don't have to.
I decided not to go to China, and then I was going to go to Taiwan. And we were going to have the golden samples shipped to Taiwan.
Yeah.
And then everybody freaked out because of the coronavirus again, and because they shut China down.
Yeah.
And so then I decided I'm not going to Taiwan.
Yeah, wise.
And nobody's going. So we're waiting for another.
Does Dell have a general travel ban?
There's a travel ban to China. If you go to China...
I know there's not a whole lot of flights to there, back and forth with the U.S.
There are a lot of flights there. So if you go to China, you have to have senior executive approval. And if you come from anywhere in China, you have to quarantine yourself, I think, 2 weeks before stepping foot into any Dell facility.
Wow. Serious.
Yeah.
That's hardcore. I guess you got to be that way.
It's a serious illness.
You probably have to fly they used to have a lot more flights. You probably have to fly from, here to Singapore to Malaysia, then to China or some sort of little thing hopping around.
Well, yeah. I heard even if you recover from it, you could have long-term lung damage. And then one guy that already recovered from it has it again.
Oh, it's a reoccurring thing.
Yeah.
Huh?
So he was like a full recovery or he recovered fully and then he got it again.
Oh, that's horrible. Well, we have a problem, so we have that cycling gear stuff. So we're developing this new little product and we're kind of in the middle of it. And we sent over a sample for them to kind of analyze and stuff. And the guy came back and said, sorry, the government's not letting us go to work.
Yeah.
It's like nobody's allowed to go to work or anything.
Yeah, this is how I've heard it is everyone, you have to quarantine yourself in your home. Can't go anywhere. Only one person from a family can go out and get food, and you can only do it once every 4 days.
Whoa. So I'm assuming all schools are shut down?
Everything's shut. And so what I also have heard is that there are where the epicenter of the virus is in Wuhan. And there were, you had your driver's license obviously states where you're from. And there are people from Wuhan who are traveling on the highway that effectively are stuck in rest centers. And they're living in rest centers because Wuhan is closed. They can't go home.
And they can't go out.
And because they're from Wuhan, nobody's going to let them into their area. So they're stuck in the
living at a truck stop.
In a limbo.
Yeah.
Oh, that's not good.
Yeah, it is. It's pretty frightening.
Well, you were right, because when this whole stuff came up, you had said something about this is, what we're hearing, but what's the real story, right? And some of that's coming out.
There's more.
Where it's like they knew about it. I even read a thing, I don't know how true it is, that, from where they found the market where this epicenter of the disease was, this live animal meat market, whatever it was, within a quarter of a mile is a viral research lab that they're saying, there's a chance that they could be doing something there and it somehow got out. So I don't know how true that would be.
Germ warfare type?
Well, yeah, maybe they were developing something.
I mean,
I don't know about that. That's somewhat...
I would be shocked if that was
really.
In a way, it's
why would you?
Well, and maybe that's why they initially, the government knew about it for a month or two or so before sort of they became public knowledge, right? That was in the news as well. So, and maybe it was a try to cover it up kind of thing, and then it just got out of control. I don't know. I mean, that's kind of conspiracy theorist a little bit, but I don't know.
Well, there's a great interview of Michael Yon, who's a kind of like a war correspondent.
Yeah.
On the Brett, is it Harbinger? Harbinger show. I'll tell you what the name is. It's actually the Jordan Harbinger show on his podcast. He interviews Michael Yon, and because Michael Yon went to Hong Kong, and he kind of talks about all of this stuff, and it's pretty interesting. The guy's very knowledgeable about kind of what's happening in the Chinese government and kind of how they behave. It's if you're interested, it's worth listening.
Huh. Yeah,
I think it's kind of like in a some way a good thing that it happened in a communist country. Because they have the power to shut everything down. Yeah, down like here they could recommend you to do certain things or to not do certain things, but
it's more difficult to control stuff.
Yeah, and like society as a whole, you know, like they would just. I don't think they would. I don't think they would act.
You think that's a good thing?
Well, I mean, because it would if it would have happened, you know, in Europe or here, I think the spread would have been much
harder
quicker.
To contain.
Yeah.
I think there are more people who have it than what's being said.
Oh, I'm sure.
Yeah.
By a huge factor.
Exponential level. Yeah. Well, there was something that came out like that, right? When they first was like, hey, in the news, there's more than has been released. They're now estimating that it was like 9 times as many cases. And I bet you're probably right. It's probably more than that.
Yeah. It's having a big...
There's a bunch in South Korea now, by the way, that are coming out in the news. Yeah, like so South Korea is like it's leaked over there, and now they're trying to contain it.
Well,
even in Iran now, too.
Yeah, one of the, maybe he was a part of the biological warfare department. That's why he's got it. Because Iran and China, you know, they're.
That's right.
You never know. But one of the. Engineers of the supplier that I was supposed to go visit in Taiwan, one of the engineers contracted the virus.
Really?
At the building that I was supposed to go to.
Holy crap.
Yeah.
Oh,
you would have met bullet. With him and everything, probably.
I don't know.
Who knows?
So I'm glad I made the decision to not go. And then also recently, one of our sites in Singapore, an employee, but someone from another company in the building that they're in contracted the virus, and so they kind of shut the building down. Told everybody to work from home for the next 2 weeks.
Dang. That's well, good yeah. What else do you know, Aaron, about the coronavirus you're not telling us?
That's all. I may look Chinese, but that's all I know.
You don't look all Chinese.
that's good. I've...